Good morning to all Main Menu listeners. This is Scott Rutkowski with another review this week. This week I'm going to review some CD software again. This piece of software has only been updated in the last month, and the reason I've chosen to review the software this week is to tell people about the new MP3 support in a piece of software called CDRWin. There are other versions of this program available, such as Deo for DOS. That's based, Deo is based on CDRWin, or the other way around. I think there's even a version for Linux, if I'm not mistaken, and a couple of others as well. There's a few advantages to this piece of software. The first advantage I like about the program is that there is a demo version available which you can download. I'll give the download information at the end of this review. Now, the advantages to CDRWin are, the first one is it's a nice small download of 590k. That's not bad for a piece of CDR software which does recording and allows you to do data CDs, audio CDs. This version, which is currently 3.8a, allows you to copy MP3s and WAV files to your audio CDs. Before, you could only copy WAV files. Now you can do MP3s, and that was a feature they put in there because I asked them to. You can now also tell the program how many seconds you want between each audio track. Before, you had to write a cue sheet, and that's sort of like a text file which had different pieces of information in regards to how many seconds between the track, index points and things like that. You can still do cue sheets if you like, but I found them to be a real pain to write them. So I like the idea now of being able to tell it how many seconds between each audio track. The only disadvantage I've found to the program is the fact that it's difficult to... It won't allow you to copy mixed mode 2 CDs, and basically a mixed mode CD is a CD, say it has, say, 15 or 16 audio tracks, depending on how many they want to put on there, and the last track is an audio, a data track, which has, like, files you can run, like videos, things like that. They can't be copied, but they can be made using CDRWin. It's a rather strange it won't to allow you to copy them, and I will be writing to the author in regard to this. Okay, we'll get the program up and running, and we'll show a few things that it can do. Okay, another thing I like is the fact that it will auto-detect your CD drives and your recorders, so that's pretty cool. So you can download the demo, play with it. The only restriction in the demo is that it will write at single speed. And that's the only limitation of the demo, which I think is pretty good actually, because you get to try out every function that the program has. You're just limited to single speed recording. Okay, let's go into the program now, and we'll give you a demonstration of how easy it is to make a CD.
Right window, so start menu, program, enter, G, CD, enter, leaving menu, dialog, CDRWIN, CD recording tools, dash 3.8, dialog, record button.
Okay, when you go into this program, the first option you get is record. That is to, if you want to, say, make an audio CD and put on some waves and MP3 files, which is very good. We'll be showing you that very shortly. The next option that you get in the program is backup.
Tab, backup button.
And you just press the spacebar on all of these controls, actually, and it does work with WindowEyes and JFW. Press the spacebar on backup, and you get heaps of different options. Most of them are set fine for you, so there's no need to change them. A couple that you may want to change, and that's another section of the program, actually. But yeah, in the backup option, you can either tell it to write to the hard disk first, then write to the burner, or you can tell it to go from drive to drive if you have two drives in your machine. So that's very cool. basically to copy an entire disk, you just go into backup, press the space bar on backup, shift tab to the start button and press the space bar, and it looks after everything for you. Okay, we've also got other options here, such as
tab, extract button.
Extract, that's if you want to extract audio tracks from a CD, if you need to get some tracks off it, ripping tracks basically. That's really cool. Okay, and we've also got
tab, file tools button.
File tools, that's if you want to back up files from your hard disk to a CD. That can be done through that option. You have got other options such as settings and help, things like that. Okay, we're going to show you how to add some WAV files to a CD, MP3s as well. Very simple to do. We'll just shift tab back to the record button.
Shift tab, backup button. Shift tab, record button.
And press the space bar on record.
Space. Record disk drive.
Okay, the first option you get, it tells you about your CD drive that you have. So you just shift tab.
Shift tab, load tracks. Dot, dot,
load tracks. This is where you need to go if you want to load some tracks into the CD. So you hit the space bar on load.
Space, record disk dialog, CD-ROM recorder.
Okay, it just wants to talk about the CD recorder again.
Audio radio button checked.
Okay, you've got audio, which is what we want. The other option you get is CDG, which is used for karaoke type CDs, which I've never used, but that's not a problem. I don't think this burner supports it actually. Yeah, your burner has to support the CDG format. It's to do with CD and text, so I think what can actually happen is when you put a CD in your drive, it can actually show you the names of the tracks while they're playing, I think, on the screen or something of that nature. So, okay, so that's on audio right now. What you do is you tab to the Add button.
Tab, track recap, edit zero.
Before we tab to the Add button, this track pre-gap is where you tell it how many seconds you want between every track on the CD. And that's really quite good, actually. Because if you say, what, 5 seconds between a track, that can be done. The default is zero. So we tab along.
Tab, add, dot, dot,
button. Okay, let's go to add. You get like a file open dialog here. So we'll do that.
Space, load tracks dialog.
Okay.
File name, edit.
Okay, what we'll do, we'll choose the directory where the tracks are located.
Shift tab, list view, zero items.
Okay, that's looking in.
Shift tab, look in. Combo box, my documents.
Okay, we'll just choose a directory here.
My docket, Scott C. Tab, list view, MP3.
Here we go.
Enter, list view.
Okay, let's just choose an MP3 at random.
Blondie, Heart of Glass.
There we go, that'll do. So when you found the song you want, you just press enter on it, basically.
Enter, record disk dialog, CD-ROM record.
Okay, and that's added that track, and that goes into like a list view, which we'll show you in a second.
Add.
Okay, hit the space bar again on add.
Space. Load.
Now, it remembers the last directory you were in, which is great. So you shift tab.
Shift tab, list view.
And we'll choose another one.
Britney Spears, sometimes, MP3.
Okay, so we'll choose that one. So we press enter on that.
Enter, record disk dialog.
And we'll add one more track just to show you how easy it is. Spacebar on add.
Space. Load tracks dialog.
Shift tab.
Shift tab. Big country. Enable big country.
Okay, so press enter on that one.
Enter, record disk dialog.
Okay, there you go. So that's added those three songs to the CD. When you tab, after adding your tracks,
tab, delete button,
you get a delete option. So if you don't like one of the tracks you've added, or it's wrong, you can delete it and go and choose another track. If you tab again.
Tab, clear button.
Clear clears the entire list box, which is coming up. When you press tab.
Tab, save as cue sheet. Dot,
button. Save as cue sheet, which is fine.
Tab, list box.
Here's the list box. So we've got three tracks listed here.
C. /MP3/Blondie, Heart of Glass, MP3.
That's the first track that'll be on my audio CD.
C/MP3/Britney Spears, sometimes, MP3.
That's the second audio track on my CD.
C/MP3/Big Country, Enable Big Country, MP3.
And that's the third track. So we've got those three tracks, and we're happy with that. so that's fine. So we tab now to OK button and press enter.
Enter operation in progress dialog. Compiling cue sheet. Please wait.
Okay, it's compiling a cue sheet for us, which is just getting the sheet.
CDRWI.
There we go. Now, if we want to know how long this CD goes for example,
load tracks.
You can tab across to the
disk layout.
Disk layout button. And then you can press this space bar.
Space, record disk dialogue.
Okay, now what I normally do in this dialogue.
Close button.
Is I normally route JAWS to PC.
Route JAWS to PC.
Press page up.
Page
up. And read down the screen. So here we go.
Disk information group box.
Disk information.
Number of tracks, :3.
Number of tracks, :3.
Total disk time, :12:36:43.
12 minutes, 36 seconds, 43. So there you go, that's that. It's also got information such as...
Media catalog number, not specified.
Okay, don't need to know about that.
Track index information group box.
Okay, track index information.
Start length.
Okay, that's just talking about indexes, things like that.
Track index title, ISRC type.
Okay, so that's fine. So the main information you want from this dialog box is how many tracks and the length of the CD. Really great having that facility available to you.
Close button.
So we'll just put the space bar on close.
Space, CDR.
Okay, so basically now all you do is you tab to your record button and you press the space bar. And assuming your CD drive is set up correctly, it'll start burning the CD for you. At the end of the process, you can assign a WAV file, so it'll play a WAV file of your choice when the CD's been recorded, and that can work quite well. That's basically how you record an audio CD. If you want to do a data CD, it's a different story again. Basically, it's very similar. You go into File Tools, you tab along to the edit box and type in, say, the first directory you want to add. And you can then tab once to the Add button and press the space bar. And you get like a list view, like you do in this audio section, where it'll show you what directories you've selected. And once you've selected everything, you've looked at all the options to make sure it's all correct, you then tab to the Start button, and it'll record just like it would for a data CD. This program is real easy to use, as you've heard. It works extremely well with JAWS for Windows and WindowEyes. And overall, I recommend this program for people who don't want all the complicated features of other CD recording packages. They just want a simple recording, a CD recording package, does data CDs and audio CDs. And overall, I'll give the program 9 out of 10. I'll just tell you now where you can download the program from. Let's get out of the program. There we go.
Untitled.
There we go. Okay, you can download the program from the author's website address is www.goldenhawk.com. So www.goldenhawk.com, and you tab to the download button or download link and hit the enter on that or whatever you need to hit. And you just have to fill in a little form with your name, email address, and there's a radio button to select which version of the program you want. The current version of this recording is 3.8A, and it was released on the 3rd of April. You can also get it from my old favourite site of download.com as well. And you can get it from there. I'm not sure if they've got the most recent version, so I would probably go to goldenhawk.com and download the program from there. If anybody has any comments or questions about the program, they can send an email to me, and my email address is scott, S-C-O-T-T, at acbradio.org. That was scott at acbradio.org. This is Scott Rutkowski for Main Menu.